Buenos días. Good morning, children. Who is an adventurer in this group? Raise your hands. Yeah, we have a pretty good group here. Do you guys remember what we did a couple Sabbaths ago in the afternoon? Can you look in the back? What do you guys see?
Our flags.
That's right. And each flag is from where? Somebody tell.
From each country.
They're from different countries, right?
See the American flag.
You see an American flag? Yeah. What other flags do you guys see? We see one from Mexico. One. That one has like four different flags. I think there's a child that is, you know, has different nationalities here. Yeah, the French one. I don't see a French one. Let's see. What else?
I see the American flag.
American flag, that's right. Do you guys know what's going to happen tonight? Do you remember? What's going to happen tonight, Ryan?
We're
going to
have a party today.
We're going to have foods from different countries.
That's right. We're going to have a festival, right, of different nations. Well, guess what? My story comes from the country of Peru. And what language do you think they speak in Peru?
Spanish.
That's right. You know, 80% of Peruvians, they speak Spanish. And the other percentage, they speak two other different languages. One of them is called Quechua, and the other one is called Aymara. So those are two other languages that they speak because the government, they don't allow them to speak other languages. There is other ones, but I can't remember what they're called. So anyway, so this is about a girl in Peru, and her name is Clarita, just kind of like Santa Clarita, you know? But in Spanish, it's pronounced Clarita. So she is an 8-year-old girl. She lives in a city in the beautiful hills of eastern Peru. It's hot and humid most of the year where Clarita lives. Farmers grow rice and oranges and bananas and lots of foods that we love to eat. Every year, the people of Peru, most of South America, celebrate the week before Easter, the Resurrection Day, which they call Holy Week. Churches have parades and special meetings to remind people that Jesus died and rose from the grave. The Adventist Church plans special meetings during this week too. They want to help people understand that Jesus loves them and died to save them. Clarita's church has meetings for children as well as adults. Last year, Clarita invited 5 of her friends to the meetings. At church, the children had fun listening to the Bible stories and singing and doing activities that helped them remember the stories they learned. You know, they had lots of activities and arts and craft, and they built stuff just for them to remember what they have learned at the meetings. But guess what? The meetings had to end. And the kids that Clarita invited to go, they were really sad because they didn't want those meetings to end. They wanted to continue going because they were having so much fun. So Clarita talked to her mom and she said, "Mom, I want these meetings to continue, but you know, because the kids are really sad that they don't want to stop. So she's decided that maybe the kids could come over to her house and they could have meetings at their house on Friday nights. So the kids started coming and they did Bible studies. They finished 13 Bible studies and the kids were still not happy because they wanted to continue. So they continued doing these Bible studies at their home. And this is what Clarita says. "So we will keep going," she said. "Most of my friends don't attend a church, so it's important that we teach them about God. Someone have to, or they won't know how much Jesus loves them. I want every child to know that God loves them and that he will never leave them." She says, God is counting on us. Because remember, each of us have a part in this life, right? And many children in the South America attend small group meetings just for kids. The programs include singing, Bible stories, prayer time, and game or crafts to help children remember the lessons they have learned. Most Bible clubs are held in people's homes. Sometimes a parent teaches them, and sometimes the kids lead, right? Just like you guys here at church. Sometimes you guys help us lead in some programs and activities that we have, right? Yeah, thank you guys. And you guys, and church, remember that tonight we're gonna be having this special program for the kids, and come in and support them, okay? Thank you so much.